Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. The Bible teaches us that the glory of Christ's cross is naturally hidden from us. It is hidden behind the horrific dreadfulness of God's shameful suffering and death there. Martin Luther explained this important truth in his small catechism with these words, I believe that I cannot, by my own thinking or choosing, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. With that explanation, Luther was echoing the words of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no mind has conceived, these are the things God has prepared for those who love him. Simply put, left to ourselves, sinful humans would never be able to see or fathom the hidden realities of God's glorious behind-the-scenes workings at Christ's cross. The Lord himself explains why this is true through his prophet Isaiah. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, the divine plan and purpose are far beyond our puny human senses. By nature, we see and sense the opposite of God's reality. God often does the opposite of what we expect. If that's true, then how can anyone comprehend the divine truth? By ourselves, we can't. But the Bible tells us that these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. As Luther explained, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Through His Word, Law, and Gospel, the Holy Spirit brings us to humble repentance, a change of mind. First, He shows us our need for a Savior. And then, at the cross, He proclaims that we have one, a perfect one. Suddenly, the cross's hidden glory is revealed. Dear Jesus, lead me daily to repentance through your holy word, so that I see the glory of your cross through the eyes of faith. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.